Hi there, and welcome to my podcast, Healing and Growing Together. My name is Niza Lebo-Piri. I'm so glad that you could make time to be here with me today. As I start this episode, I'm thinking back to season two, episode one, and that moment when I said that there would be a new episode every week. I'm trying to think what mindset, what state was I in? What was I thinking? How could I say that? And to be honest, no regrets. I'm grateful for how people have responded to there being a new season of Healing and Growing Together. But being practical, I will not manage sharing or publishing an episode every week. So for now, we'd have to work with every fortnight. And there's a good reason to this. I'm sure you will love it. The reason being, I have recently decided to write more. I usually do write stuff on my WhatsApp, whether it's my personal WhatsApp, which I deleted over a year ago, or it's my business WhatsApp, which is still currently active. I will do write-ups. I'll think up things and decide to share them. And so this year, I want to write more. I want to learn how to write better. I want to gain more structure, and with that means I have created a Substack, and you can search for it right now. I'll also have it in the show notes. Just Healing and Growing Together, and then myself, Niza Lebo-Piri, also on Substack. So I will be publishing on Healing and Growing Together. I'm also trying to learn more about the platform, how it works, what it is, and so far so good. I actually enjoy learning new things, and that's why today's episode and today's topic is very close to my heart, and I hope that we can still learn and grow together. So yeah, there's a fortnight podcast episode publications, but at the same time, every so often, because I have so many things that I have written down and that I've never published that I want to publish and share with the world. So you're likely to get more publications on Substack than anything else. I think with podcasting, there's a little bit more that goes into it. Obviously, there's a bit more scripting, recording, editing, publishing, and that can take a little bit more time. While as publishing on Substack, I could always just write something and then just put it up there. So I hope to see you on Substack, but I also hope to engage with you even on the podcast. And then for now, my only social media platform is, of course, that's very debatable, because there's some people who think of, you know, whether it's Substack also as a social media platform, but I do believe that it has a social media arm with the notes, because then you just share notes more like the way we would share on X or Twitter. So yeah, I do have a TikTok. I will maintain the TikTok, and then Substack, and then the podcast on Apple Podcast and Spotify. So we can always engage on these platforms. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk about how I'm always starting over. And for a while, I thought that I was always starting over out of failure. But recently, I've just discovered that my reason is by design. And the more I lean into it, the more I learn, the more I grow. So that's what we're on about today. I love projects, and maybe you do too. I love the concept or the idea of planning something, the anticipation that comes with it, the way something slowly comes together, and then the actual day or the actual project happening. And then after, I do enjoy the joy or the relief, the rewards of completion, like you are done, okay? And almost immediately, I always find myself asking, what next? That's how my mind works. I start things, I finish them, and then I look ahead. If that feels familiar, if you've ever felt a strange pull to move forward just as something is ending, then this might be for you. I'm only thinking that there are so many psychological reasons as to why this is so. I mean, it's been joked around the Black community how a lot of Black women are always moving to the next thing. Like, you know, you're done with high school, let me go get a degree. You're done with your degree, let me go get my master's. Immediately after your master's, you're like, oh, PhD. Or if it's not that, it's the, I don't want to say typical, but it's like, oh, I've gone to school, let me go to uni. I've got a job, or let me get married, let me have kids. Like, you're always moving on to this next thing. And it, in many ways, it's like a human, a social, psychological development thing. We always move to the next thing. And as I'm saying this, I'm almost wondering, like, so why did I fight myself for just wanting different things, for just always starting things that don't look typical? Like, I wasn't starting a marriage and then having kids, or I'm not going to uni. If anything, I've dropped out of university twice. Like, why have I fought this? Okay, because for as long as I can remember, I've always been reaching for projects, for newness. And it first started with radio for me. There was something new about being on radio, being on TV, because every week there was a new topic, you know, there were new guests. And sometimes we could recycle guests, but there was always a new topic, something new to learn about, something new to research on. And you think of the show, right? The show would have segments. So every segment comes and you talk about whatever it is. Next day or the next week, it looks different. And then after TV and radio, for me, it was poetry. I really like the idea of, you know, participating in a poetry event. There's a theme, so I get to writing the poem, I get practicing, then there's the execution. There was always the satisfaction, okay, of getting feedback. It was very rewarding, it felt very fulfilling. But as soon as I have executed, as soon as I have made a presentation and shared the poem, I'm always looking for the next, you know? I'm ready for the next. And that is more reason as to why I really hated performing the same poem more than once. I always wanted to move on. What is the next one? What is the next thing? And this kind of has a theme in most of the things that I would find myself doing, okay? Once upon a year, I co-founded a book club in Kitwe. And at first it was exciting, the planning, the book selection. And then you read the book, you go for the discussion. It felt very rewarding. But always there was like, okay, what's the next book? Let's start the book, let's finish it, let's close it. And as I'm speaking, I'm sure you are able to notice a pattern, right? And you're right, there is a pattern. Starting, enjoying the process, getting feedback, completing it, moving to the next thing. I like newness. And I like completion. I also like rest. Like, I always bridge, like, you know, let's bridge and move to the next thing. No matter how meaningful an experience has ever been for me, I almost never arrive. I almost want the next thing. And I'm almost grateful. Not almost, I am grateful that I always get to choose what I spend my time, my money, my effort towards. Right? And that's why I think we all like to start and complete things, but mine has always been different. And maybe that's why I've also always fought myself to a certain degree. Like, maybe I'm failing. Why am I always looking for the next thing? Apart from looking forward to the next thing, I'm also the type of person that likes stepping away. I like knowing that I can return when I want to, or not even return at all. I like knowing that that choice is mine, right? Not everyone approves of this way of living, but maybe not everyone approves of yours either, if you are in any way similar to me. I do hate monotony. I hate meaningless routines. That's why when all the girlies are talking about a morning routine and an evening routine, my day will look how it looks. The only thing that I prioritize is getting the things done that I want to get done. How? Listen, I get things done, and to a certain extent, that's important to me. The routine of it, I hate that. I hate doing things just for the sake of doing them. And for a long time, I wondered if that made me irresponsible. if that made me ungrateful or if that made me inconsistent. I always thought that consistency is if I post something at the same time all the time, and I'm like, no, but sometimes I step away. And I'm still that millennial who still wonders how our parents stayed in the same jobs for decades into their 60s. I honor that, I respect that, I truly do. But I also know that it's not my design and I would suffer, I would struggle. I'll give you context. As far back as I can remember, I would rather work multiple jobs, some part-time, some remote, and shift when it feels like the time is right to shift or move away from whatever it is that I'm doing. I got my first job when I was 18, and I started out as a radio presenter. Not long after that, I got a part-time job as a front desk officer at a reproductive health center. I left that part-time job. I still maintain my radio job. And to this day, it makes sense why I always maintained my radio job. It's because it allowed the newness and the flexibility for me to explore other things. But I remember I worked full-time at an events venue while still maintaining my part-time radio job. You know, when I was off, I was on radio two nights a week. Then it was radio and TV. I was on TV once a week. I was on radio four times a week. Then it was part-time facilitation work. I would facilitate, whether it was for Satambe, when they were doing their projects online and in person. Then I left the media altogether to work in administration for a creative agency. I like that there's always been a creative side to me, eventually participating in production and then setting up a digital marketing department at the creative agency. So I love doing creative work. Later it became radio and mental health care work. There was always something new. I love that there was always something new and there was always a side quest somewhere for me. In some seasons, the side quest was poetry, then a book club, then emceeing or curating events, you know, whether I was working on Startup Grind or TEDx Nkana or any other events that I was doing. I enjoyed the hype of it. In some seasons, it was mentoring young people, serving at church, teaching the teens class or leading in the youth group. I just love that it gave me opportunities to start and to end things. Because what I'm realizing now is that I cannot be boxed. Yes, there are common themes to what I do. For example, creativity is a common theme, but how I have expressed it through the years has taken different faces, and I've had to step into different boxes, if that makes sense. And if there's something true about people who refuse to be boxed, it is this: we know how to shift, we know how to jump boxes, we know how to begin again. Sometimes this will feel like we are failing. This will feel like we are inconsistent. This will feel like we can't stick through anything. And I think it's a personal evaluation that you need to take. What does responsibility or what does consistency, what does discipline look like for you, right? What does it look like? And I've shared it with you. Like, I like doing things. I will start, I will go through the process, but when it's done, it's done. The only thing is that a lot of times people will then say, consistency looks like do it again. No, if what I want is to do a season of healing and growing together and go on recess indefinitely, I'm gonna do that. Why? Because I started and I ended. So don't ask me how many episodes we have for this season. I haven't decided on that. But if we come to the end, I will let you know that we've come to the end. Can we please take a recess? For how long? I don't know. But it's gonna be done. At some point, the creative space stopped being fulfilling for me. And maybe you know that feeling when you've been doing something and all of a sudden you just don't feel it anymore. I remember the thing that once lit my whole being started dimming. Okay, I didn't want to be on TV anymore, I didn't want to be on radio anymore, and it didn't make sense to people because I am so good at it. And so frustrating, really, because it's like, you're so good at it, why would you stop? Because I don't want to do it anymore. And even if nothing was wrong, right, it wasn't the organizations, yes, maybe I would have wanted ZMBC to hire me and pay me better. I'm name dropping, not sorry for this. But I remember then praying about it and the Lord answering with something completely new. A new career, a different industry, a different way of serving people. And it was scary. But when you're used to starting over, you learn to trust something important. And the thing is, if I fail, I will learn. If I succeed, I will serve and find fulfillment. That, and this is what I live by to this day. There's no failure, there's only feedback for me. I'm learning something new, I'm evolving into somebody new, and I enjoy that. I'll share how I ended up in mental health care another time, and encourage it if you can. Send me a message, send me a text, and just let me know if you'd want to hear how I pivoted from media and creative work into mental health care. I am so grateful that I was able to start something new and end something, right? What I didn't anticipate was how demanding this change would be, because I think this was a bigger change. Previously it was, you know, you're on TV, then you start radio, or you're on radio, then you start TV, then you start poetry, then you start events. I could always speak into the next, like they are so connected. They are not isolated, but when you get into mental health care, it's totally like you have to study, you have to start, be a novice, like go through imposter syndrome, know nothing, okay? Feel like you're not good enough, like go through the whole nine yard. And so before everything, because before everything I started was connected. It was connected to creativity, to media, or to community, right? Bringing together groups of people, sharing energies, you know. But this work this time around, totally different. It's individual, it's intimate, there's a lot of administrative work in the background. You are constantly studying. Like, you know, there's an aspect of it where there's newness that comes with a new client, that comes with a new case, a new experience, a new perspective, but you constantly have to study. You constantly have to learn more. I thought that I would be in supervision for 2 years, but then you're constantly in supervision because you're like, I don't know this, but let me speak to my supervisor about it. And so you are constantly revisiting certain themes again and again until you have to understand what's in front of you and how best to serve the person that is in front of you through counseling work. And after 4 years of building my mental health care work, 4 years, that still surprised me if you ask me. I realized something important. While this work still offers newness through new clients, new cases, I mentioned, you know, new cases, but also new relationships, it requires me to pause many times. And that's why I had to step away from so many things to be able to focus. I stopped the podcast, I stopped writing poetry, I even stopped not just emceeing events, but I stopped going to events. A lot of people were so upset about this. Like, I just couldn't allow myself. And there was like an ethical explanation to that. But recently, with the progress that I've made as a practitioner, I've felt more settled to start certain things that I may have paused previously, but also certain things that I've never been able to do. And I'll just run you through a few of them, and then I can tell you a bit more about how you can start as well. For example, I decided to start writing, maybe not poetry, but I did tell you about writing on Substack. If you're creative at heart, you know this. Expression matters. For years, I was quiet about how I shared online. This year, I want to write more. I want to write better. I want to grow in this craft. I want to tell stories through writing. Even though I've always been a speaker, this is new for me. I'm excited about it because I can get to show you a different side to Niza through my writing. And you can follow me on Substack. I will add the link in the show notes. And I hope that you will stay long enough to grow with me. The other thing is walking. I've always liked walking, and recently I did 21 kilometers. This was my first longest walk, and I needed 2 days to recover from it because my goodness, it was a lot, but I loved it. I really loved it. I loved the feeling of my whole body aching because I decided to walk for 21 kilometers. And this year, I hope to do more of that. I keep planning, like, you know what, I can do a 21 kilometers every fortnight. And I'm also looking forward to hiking this year and finding a community that I can hike with, either in the city that I'm living in right now or even traveling as far as Lusaka just to go hiking. I was already speaking to two friends who are in two different hiking clubs, and I'm hoping that I can join both clubs on their different dates to hike with them. So yes to new beginnings. Talk about new beginnings. I recently left Kitwe. I moved from Kitwe. This is not the first time I moved from Kitwe, but this is the first time I feel like, oh yeah, this is really happening, because that's a story for another day. I'll share details, but moving has reminded me just how much newness is available to me. I get to be a tourist in a new city, meet new people, create new memories. This is the first time in a long time that I'm living alone, and it's exciting because I'm ready to discover who I am now. Already, because I've been here for what, 2 weeks? Already, I can see how I'm being made to face myself, like the old and new. It's scary again, but I like it. You know, when you're alone for a long time, you've eaten, you're done with your sessions, you're done writing, you're done recording the podcast, you can't read at the moment. You have to sit with yourself and face yourself. So I have been doing that. I was recently considering starting a book club, but I found one that I can join online. We'll see about starting a book club. I left the book club that I co-started. It was a good run. So now I'm just like, will I create another book club? What will happen? So that's already presenting another opportunity for newness for me. Another thing is I've also returned to hosting and moderating events. Something my supervisor always reminded me was, it's another part of who I am. Just because I'm a counselor or I'm a coach does not mean that I cannot host events or moderate events. I always thought, like, you know what, how would a potential client feel if they saw me emceeing an event, right? And I justified that for a long time until we had a conversation with my supervisor and my network, and it's like, no, this Niza has another life other than the counselor Niza, and she's allowed to live her life, so go ahead and do it. So if you're looking for a host and a moderator, I'm here, okay? It feels brave for me to say this, but another thing I need to add is I'm open to speaking engagements. If you want someone to come over at your church, at your event, or you want someone to speak on wellness, faith, personal development, there are so many ideas in my heart. I even speak to myself a lot, you know, imagining myself speaking at an event, because also it breaks my heart just how many events will have so many men and no women. And so I'm positioning myself to be that woman. And also, if you do see posters with women, there are times when I feel like, oh, it's the same people. Yay. I really honor what they've done to be there. And I'm also working to be there as well. So, yeah, I also want to share with live audiences. So if you're looking for a speaker for your event, holla, I'm right here. Another thing is I've decided to continue my podcast, and that's why you're here. And this season is themed Niza Unfiltered, and I'm sure you can already tell how unfiltered Niza is. I plan to be honest here everywhere online. I can't wait for perfect equipment. I've just decided we will grow as we go. That's the theme. That's how unfiltered. And you can always support, reach out if you want to support, right? Through equipment. Even if you invite me to speak at your event, you pay me, it's going to the equipment, okay? That I can guarantee. So there's just so many areas that I know I'm gonna grow in. It's new starting over, but I know I'm going to enjoy the execution. I know I'm going to reap the reward of growth. And then we're gonna look to what next, okay? Another thing I'm picking back up is content creation on TikTok. Last year I started so well, and then somehow, because life hit me. If you heard the first episode of season 2, life hit me and I couldn't continue with that. So I'm really starting over. But I think I want to be not simplistic, but more unfiltered. Let's go with unfiltered, even on TikTok. All of the things that make me happy, all of the things that make me nervous, are also the things that make me feel alive.
And I want you to know that just because I'm sharing the things that I'm starting over, I want you to think about the things that you want to start over or the things that you want to pose on. Starting can be scary. We've already established this. Whether you're starting school, you're moving to a new city, you're starting a new relationship, or you're starting a family, career, a new hobby, you know? Starting requires you to be courageous. That's something that I'm going to put out there. But it can also be fulfilling, because through starting or stopping or pausing and starting again, we learn about ourselves, about our world, what's available, what's not there anymore, and what truly matters to us or the world at large. So we are never the same people after we start something or stop something or pause something. And I want you to hear this clearly, especially if you've been judging yourself. You are allowed to pause. You are allowed to stop. You are allowed to change your mind about things. Okay? I once stepped away from radio. 2.5 years later, I went back. And within 6 months, I knew I had changed. The space had changed. There was no coming together again. Like, it wasn't just going to work. It wasn't the radio itself or the radio station itself. It wasn't me. It was just like there was no Jaylene. There was no fulfillment anymore. I just felt like a drug. So instead of pausing, I stopped. Like, the chances of me going back to radio as a radio presenter, that's like the boat has sailed. It's done. And I'm grateful I found another way to express myself, even through this podcast episode, right? I'm sharing this for you as much as I'm sharing it for myself, to remind myself that starting over doesn't mean you failed. Sometimes it's the design. It's your internal design. Sometimes the seasonal design, that's how things should be, that you should stop and start something else. So sometimes it means you listen to yourself, that you observed what was happening around you. So what's happening around you, okay? This year, what will you start? What do you need to pause on? What do you need to stop completely? It's your choice, because it's your story, and I am leaving mine. I'm leaving mine. I'm inviting you to walk alongside me through, whether it's a publication or the podcast or TikTok. It's mine, okay? And I will experience it as best as I need to experience it, and as I heal, as I grow. I am wishing you fulfillment, I'm wishing you reward, I'm wishing you healing, and I'm wishing you growth, okay? And I hope that you enjoyed this podcast episode as much as I've enjoyed doing it. Like I said, this was written up to be a Substack, but I decided that I just wanted to talk through it and not have you read this. So I hope that it's made you feel calm. If you've ever thought about your stopping and starting or stopping as failure, maybe it's design. And just be honest about yourself. Even this year, what do you need to stop? What do you need to take a pause on? What do you need to start? And write that story by showing up, by really showing up. So yeah, thank you for listening. Quick one before I go. In the month of love, February, I will be hosting a workshop. It's an online workshop. And I'm really passionate about relationships. And so this year, I'm inviting you to build better relationships and attend the attachment workshop, the attachment healing workshop that I'll be hosting on the 10th of February. It's going to be in the evening. I will have a link in the show notes that you can visit to read more about it. But if you've ever been curious about your patterns in relationships, this could be very helpful, because you could learn about attachment theory, understand your attachment style and your triggers, as well as practical tools on how to heal that and change that so that you can build better relationships this year. It's only 300 kwacha. It's about an hour, 30 minutes to 2 hours. I will have the link in the show notes. You can click on it to read more about who it's designed for and what the takeaway is going to be. And then I look forward to seeing you there. That's one way you can support me. So yeah, chat soon. Bye for now.